Hey C3 family, it is Monday and we are going to go through the entire book of Jude today, which isn't that much. It's one chapter, it's 25 verses. Now I'm going to give you a little more information about the background of this book than I am about what this book says, because it's pretty self-explanatory reading it. Jude, this book is most commonly understood to have its author as being Jude, okay? So here's a really interesting fact. In verse 1, it says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. So he's stating who the author is. Now, the most notable James, if he's James's brother, the most notable James in the New Testament was the same person who wrote the book of James, who was Jesus's half-brother. So shared a father mother being Mary, sharing a father being Joseph. And so Jesus would be sharing a mother with both of these men being Mary. This would have been Jesus's half-brother. Okay, so that is really interesting here, remembering that Jude, like his brothers, didn't at first believe in Jesus, but became a follower of Jesus after his resurrection. And he says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ. He didn't say brother to Jesus Christ, but looking into this, it appears as if both James and Jude were half brothers of Jesus. So the audience seems to be in this book, this very short book written to just Christians. He may have known them personally, he may not have. And it seems like this letter was put out very quickly. If we read, I think the third verse, it seems that way. It seems as if it was written quickly as James was alarmed and wanted to warn Christians about false teachers. That's what most of this very brief book is about, very strikingly similar, as I mentioned before, to 2 Peter. So this one chapter book focuses on two things. I said warning against false teachers, that's the majority of this book and chapter. And he also focuses on the lordship of Jesus. Now he takes and he talks about, if I could just point out, these false teachers, and he uses all of these images to compare these false teachers to. He says they're blemishes at the love feast. They're shepherds who feed only themselves. They're clouds without rain, right? You see what he's doing? He's just saying how dangerous and unworthy these people are in going around doing what they're doing. He said they're autumn trees without fruit and uprooted. So the leaves are gone, they're dead, and they're ripped out of the ground. He said they're twice dead. He calls them waves of the sea, wild waves. He calls them wandering stars. So he has some very, very strong words for the false teachers of the time. But then at verse 17, he says, but dear friends, after he gets kind of worked up, he says, but dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. So he says, guys, we knew this was coming, but be warned. And then I love the doxology that he says at the end. And this is just powerful writing as he closes out this brief book. He says, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. I think that's beautiful. So when you read the end of this chapter, when you read the little doxology at the end, verses 24 and 25. I want to encourage you to read that out loud and pray that out loud today. I'll be back with you again tomorrow, and we're going to start 1 John.